What's we doing then?
Banks.
Playing banks? Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you have to do to play banks? Down, get down.
Oh, you want money. No, just give it to you.
Oh, that sounds nice.
But you need to give me 50 pence.
Right.
I'm a bank. Right, I don't want to sit down.
Oh, you want me to sit down?
I don't want you to sit down.
Well, I need to sit somewhere.
Well, you can't reach here, can you?
Well, you haven't explained the rules. What are we doing?
If somebody was there,
yeah,
you need to put your hand in here until you reach your money. You can reach.
Oh, I see. Is that supposed to be a cash machine?
Yeah. Well, can you sit here?
Yes. Do you need to turn it round so that you can put the money in?
No, I've got the money machine.
Right. Okay.
My mum.
So I come along with my cash card. I'll just move these shoes out of the way. Otherwise, one of us is going to fall.
This is your cash card.
Oh, there's a motorbike. Oh, that's a noisy one. Well, there is a cash card somewhere with a till, isn't there?
Oh, it's in there, but Mum.
Oh, should we get that one?
No. If you want this to be gone, this is your cash bank, and you. What happens then?
No, I've got a card. If this is a cash machine, like we go to in Didsbury.
Yeah.
Well, I go along, yeah. And you know that little card I have?
Yeah, just pretend this was the card bit.
Right, okay. Well, I need the card in that case, then.
No, I want that to be your card.
Right, well, you put the card in the slot, and then it says something like your details are being checked, or, I don't know, it says something. And then, after a few seconds, it says, please key in your PIN number. Now that's a number specially to me that nobody else knows. It's secret, and I have to remember these numbers in my head. So then I tap in four numbers, duh, 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 duh. And then on the screen it says, what do you want? Do you want to know how much money you've got in your bank? Do you want to take money out? Do you want to pay money in? Now usually I say yes, I want to take money out, so I press that button. And then it comes up again on the screen, how much do you want? £10, £20, £30, £100, £200. And you press which one you want, and then the money comes out, and the card comes out. Your card comes out first, you put your card away, then your money comes out, you put your money away, and then you know what comes out of that little slip, because you always get
paper.
That from paper. Now that's your little receipt.
Just put that paper's up there.
Right, that's your receipt to tell you that yes, you're taking money out and how much you've got left.
That's your credit card.
Thank you. Right, so I'm coming along now, mate.
And it says, what's your number?
Right, I put my card in first. I'm just tapping the number. Which watch can my number be today?
I'll just pretend it was 9.
9, but I need 4 numbers. I know what mine is. But do you want to make one up or shall I just make one up myself?
I'll make one up 5.
5, 9, 3, 2, 1. 5, 9, 2, 1. Do, 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 do. Now it's asking me what I want.
This money's come down the slip. It's a different one. Cause
is it?
The money's come down the slip now.
Right, okay. Well, I've asked for £10.
No, you kneel down and put your hand in there. No, that's not your money.
Is that? That's the top of a pen. I'd be a bit disappointed if I went to the cash machine and I got the lid from a pen, Thomas. We think we'd better keep that lid safe because I think it's off one of Daddy's pens.
He does say that's okay if you have it. And then your money came out.
Oh, wonderful. And this is even better because I asked the machine for £10 and it's given me how much? How much is that?
Don't know.
What's that letter, that number there?
5.
And what's that one?
0.
Yeah, 5 and 0 is 50.
It's
given me £40 more than I asked for. Oh, I hope it doesn't now. I need a tissue, Tony, just a second.
Just pretend it on the screen it said, I do know. And just pretend it said, I do know.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Well, never mind. All I have to do is just make sure I don't take any more money out of the machine. Because if I do, I won't have any left. I was hoping it didn't know, and it was giving me an extra £40.
Beep beep.
Oh, thank you. What's this? 2 pence piece. Does that come from the machine as well? Now, is this a different machine? Because I think the machines that usually you have only give out notes, they don't give out coins.
Mm-hmm. Pull that out.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Now, Thomas, I've got money from the bank. Where shall we go?
Beep, beep, beep.
Where shall we go? You've got some as well.
No, that's...
That's my card, is it? Right, there's my card. Pop it in the machine. We're withdrawing a lot of money, aren't we? Right. Is no money coming out of the machine itself now?
No.
Oh, why? Is it broken?
No.
Oh.
That it doesn't charge lots of money. And
what do you mean it doesn't charge lots of money?
It don't get much of money out.
Oh, I see. Well, do you think I should go into the bank and speak to a man behind the counter?
Yes, Mum.
Could you be the man behind the counter?
Yes.
You could either be a bank clerk, or would you like to be the manager of the bank manager?
Well, does he put out the money?
Well, I don't quite know what a bank manager does. I would imagine it's more the, I think somebody will come and fill the machines, one of the cashiers.
One of the cashiers.
The cashier, right, okay. But the bank manager probably is the man who says how much can go in it. You know, the manager's an important person, isn't he? He runs the bank.
Maybe the shopkeeper too. Hello.
Hello. Well, you can go into shops where you can get money out of it in a cash machine, can't you? Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
What can I help you for?
Well, I'd like a bottle of Coca-Cola, please.
I am not a shop.
Oh, I thought you were the shopkeeper as well.
I meant to say the bank keeper.
The bank keeper, the bank manager?
Mm.
Right, okay. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mr. Bank Manager.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, could I have some money, please?
Mm.
Now, how much money have I got in my bank account?
£400?
Yep. Or just £4?
£4.
£4, oh dear. Well,
now you charge this much. Beep.
Alright, well, I think if I've only got £4 in, I better actually leave it in the bank until I get paid again. Beep. Oh, I've just been paid, have I?
Yep.
And all this money's come in. But do you know what happens, Thomas?
No.
When people go to work,
mm-hmm.
when they work hard,
yeah.
they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that they earn goes into the bank. And then it's there in the bank for me to take out. Which is why Mummy works hard to earn pennies. And why, when we go to the cash machine, there's usually money there, but we can't take out too much because Mummy doesn't get an awful lot of money. And you can only take out the amount you've got. If you've no money, the machine won't let you have any. And that's why many times when we're shopping and you see things that you like and you want, I say, oh, I can't afford it. Because, you know, you can't buy absolutely everything you want, otherwise we'd run out of money. And if we run out of money, then when you want things like new shoes and food to eat, we'd have no money left. We can't spend it all on toys, can we?
I want one more.
Pardon?
I want one more toy.
You want one more toy? What would you like?
A railway set.
A railway set? Do you mean to play with now, or do you mean you'd like to buy one?
Buy one.
Oh, well. Again, I don't think we've any money really, have we, for toys? Thomas, don't kick that.
I hope it's 1 pence.
Oh, it would be a lot more than 1 pence, Thomas. It depends what sort of railway set you like. Which one have you got your eye on?
Got my eye on one that has car barriers.
Car barriers? You mean like the one we play with Janine and Demetra?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine that was quite an expensive one.
Ask Janine. Might be £1.
Well, it might be £1, but I doubt it very much, because I think Demetra bought that, actually, Thomas. But I think maybe Janine's bought some more bits and pieces to go with it. Don't you?
Because we're coming over.
Pardon?
Oh, I just want this to be a different bank.
All right, what do you mean we're going over? We're going over what?
We're going to Janine's.
I want this
to be a different bank.
Do you? But when we go to Janine's
Stop
next,
talking. I want to just get on.
All right, then we'll get on. But I'm just saying, when we go to Janine's, you remember to ask her. Okay?
Mm.
Right, come on then, I'm waiting for you to tell me what we're doing.
We are playing banks.
Yes, okay.
And you've got the money.
I can't even see it on this round there. Why don't you come
on? That's why I'm in my little staff room.
Oh, are you in the staff room? Well, I must admit, you don't usually see the bank manager when you go to a bank unless you've got a problem. And then you need to see the bank manager. You're more likely to see one of the cashiers working behind the counter. Isn't that right?
I don't want you to keep talking to me.
Well, I wouldn't talk to you normally if I went to the bank. I'd like you to talk to me, though, Thomas.
No, but you need to know how much money you've got.
Well, how do I do that? Do I ring the bell?
No, you look how much cash you've got out of the cash machine.
Oh, so this has just come from the cash machine, has it?
Mm.
Oh, gosh, there's a lot of money here. 50, 100, 150, 200. Good heavens. I've got £230. What on earth is that worth?
I don't know,
but this always happens whenever we do a tape, somebody starts doing something. I don't know, just have a look. I'll just stop the tape for a minute. Oh, I've got lots of them. Oh no, not again. Oh, we stopped and we thought it should all stop, but I turned it again. The zoom is finished because a minute ago we thought he'd finished and he started up again. What do you think it is he's doing, Thomas?
Really?
Drilling, I know, but what's he drilling? You tell me what you thought it was before.
Well, I thought it could be a big motorbike.
A big motorbike? So I thought you told me he was mending his duck pond, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So what happened to the duck pond?
It broke. How did the duck pond end up being broken? I don't know.
Did it just stop working?
Yeah.
Oh look, another delivery truck outside.
Oh.
What colour is this one?
Yellow.
Yellow and green. Wait, that says, Initial City Link, and it's driven up. It stopped. I think he was just reading an address, didn't he?
That was funny.
It was.
What do you think it's carrying?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's all carrying sweets. She's got all the sights. Yeah. More sweets.
Look. Driving past, turned round, and now what's it doing? It's going to...
Lee's
house. Let's have a look. Let's open the blind.
Hey.
Look to this. What's all those things doing there?
That's a delivery van.
It is, now. The driver's got his got out of his van, he's got a clipboard and he's going to Liam's house, isn't he?
Where's he going to Liam's?
Well,
Olivia,
where's Olivia?
Yeah, there she is.
That's right, Olivia's with her mum, isn't she?
Does she know I live here?
Pardon?
Does she know I live here?
Yes, she does. Well, at least her mummy does. Not whether Olivia does. Yes, because Olivia's mummy, Tricia, and Georgia's mummy, Jane, are both nurses. They work together and they're best friends. And so they spend a lot of time together. So is Olivia just going to Jane's house?
Yep. I wish I could
come. Well, no, because they've obviously made arrangements to see one another, haven't they? No, don't put that one in there.
I want to phone up and say, they're called.
Well, no, we can't do that, Thomas.
Why?
No, because they've obviously arranged, perhaps they've arranged to have lunch together or something. Right, did the delivery man find somebody in at Liam's house?
No.
No, is nobody there?
No.
Oh, dear. Is a bit of a nuisance, isn't it? Mm. Right, so I think Brian's stopped his drilling now.
I'm glad he has.
I am. And what happened to the duckpond? You were telling me it just stopped working, did it?
Yeah.
How did they notice that it had stopped working?
Sally said, has Brian turned up for a friend? And said, no, no. Then, you know, and then he looked inside and your switch was still on.
Oh, I see. So at first you thought that Brian had switched the pump off?
Yeah.
But then when Brian said he hadn't and he double-checked and the pump switch said on, and it had just completely stopped working, you hadn't touched it, had you?
No.
No, nobody touched it.
No, I didn't even know where the plug was.
No, I'm not accusing you of that, Dan. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to sound as if I was blaming you. I was just curious to know what had happened. So was it actually working when you got there and then just stopped working?
I was there for 9 minutes and then finished.
It just finished, and so Linda must have thought Brian had turned it off. Goodness me. Oh, I wonder if that's what he's doing now, but certainly that drilling was a bit noisy, and it always seems to be, Tom, when we're together and we have a few minutes just on our own, and we think, right, let's make Janine a story. And goodness me, something happens. Do you remember that time when Linda and Brian had a new conservatory and then they had a new boiler?
Yeah.
And it was every single time we decided we would do some jobs, then, oh, the noise would start, and that was it. Mm. Right, there we are. And while we're having that little break, waiting for the noise to settle, we've watched the delivery driver, we've seen Olivia, and...
we've seen Georgia.
Have you seen Georgia as well?
Mm.
And I managed to do some washing up and drying up, and I've just washed in the window, so that was a good break. Right, so we're going back to this bank now.
Yes.
And then I suggest when we get some money out of the bank, we'll pretend we're going. Oh, don't do that, Thomas.
What?
We'll pretend we're going to a cafe and we can have. I might have a cup of coffee because I feel quite thirsty. Would you like an apple and a drink?
Mm.
All right, we'll play banks a little bit longer and then we'll see if the bank
will. Right, time!
Kind enough to give us money to go and have a snack. Right, shall we go and see? Let's go and try to get some money out of the cash machine. Right, you're going to come with me.
I need some money.
Right, okay.
I just need this.
Right, now I've got my card in the slot. Ooh. Do you know what's a telephone day, Thomas?
No.
My Tesco club card. You know when you buy shopping at Tesco, and you've done this with Nana as well, you hand them a card and they put some points on it so you can buy new things. I once put my Tesco club card in the bank machine and it shot the card out and said it was incorrect. I tried it again and it kept the card and I realised I haven't put the bank card in, I put the Tesco card in. Oh, so I wasn't arrested. Well, you'd have liked that, wouldn't you?
I'd not.
Would you not?
And I'm about to go, no, here I am, here's my snook.
You'd love to have seen Mummy in the back of a police car, wouldn't you? I'm glad that amused you. Right, so here we are. Card in the slot. Oh, it shot it out. Card in the slot. Oh no, it's my Boots card. It's a Boots Advantage card.
And this is the time it said it's a bank card.
It is a bank card, okay. Card in the machine. Oh no, this is my Tesco one. Right, this one will do. Sainsbury's! Try this one. Oh, this is my bank card and it shot it out. Why? Let me try again. Oh, I must not have any money in my bank.
Then you put it in one more time.
Right. Oh, the receipt's coming out with no money. What's the receipt say? Oh, it's a train ticket.
No, do you think it was not a train ticket?
Oh, it says I've no money in my bank. I better go and have a word with the manager inside. Bing bong!
Hello.
Hello, may I speak with the manager, please?
Yes, how does Ben? Manager. Thanks. Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bank Manager. I'm terribly sorry. I seem to have a problem with my bank account. I put my card in.
This might be yours.
Well, yes, that's what it's given me. It said I haven't got any money, but I don't understand it. I thought I had money.
Right, I'll cut this in and I'll try and work it.
Okay. Thank you.
Put a card through, please.
Do you think it's the machine rather than the fact that I haven't any money in the machine?
I don't know. That man must have not put the right press to put the right button. Put it in there.
Right, I will.
Zip.
Oh, it's given me some pennies out. Right, let's count them. One. Thomas, don't!
Why?
Because it's the china cabinet. If you kick that, everything will fall off the shelves and smash. £1.50, £60, £71. Is that all I have?
Well, just pretend these were bills.
Right. Oh, no, don't give me bills to pay as well.
No, just pretend you didn't know. I put a bill for...
Yes, will you please move away from that cabinet? I'm not quite sure what you mean now, Thomas.
That's a bill because you've had too much money.
So you're going to charge me now for taking money out of my account? Oh dear, dear. Well, I don't know what to do because my little boy wants a drink or an apple. I'd like a drink. We need some money. Have I not been working hard enough this month?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's an error? Do you think that...
Have you seen what's in the machine waiting?
No. Money. Is it just that the people I work for forgot to put the money in the bank?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Right, so shall I try again, Mr. Bank Manager?
Yeah.
With my card? Zoom. Oh, it's shot the card out again. Mr. Bank Manager, will you help me, please? I'm a bit fed up with this machine. It just keeps putting my card in and out. Could you give me some money, please, out of the till? Shall I write to check, or can I just tell you how much
I want? You can have that money, and I'll get you some money from the check, from the bank. Can I have lots of money?
Oh, that sounds really good.
I can hear
something. I'm just trying to ignore it, Thomas.
As long as it didn't go louder. Then something went out at the bank. Beep, beep, beep.
Is that what I've got?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All this.
Oh, don't put that on there. It'll let it go down the set. See, I'll let it work. So it's just coins. I can't have any notes.
Well, you can have these.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you. Now that's plenty. That's quite enough to go and do my shopping with. Thank you. Thank you. I don't need any more. Thank you, Mr. Bank Manager. Oh, my goodness, he's gone mad. He's throwing money at me. I think he's just sick of having me in this bank. He wants rid of me. Don't you?
Hello.
Hello.
I just want you to be cheap. Very, very rich.
You want me to be cheap and very, very rich? I'd like me to be very, very rich, Thomas. Wouldn't that be nice? What would you do if you had lots of money?
Get all of the toys for me.
So all the toys for you. What sort of toys would you like now?
All of the scary monsters to kill you.
What are the scary monsters to kill me?
Yeah.
That's not nice. But if I was very rich and you killed me, you wouldn't be able to get your hands on my money. Oh, Thomas, don't do that, please.
I knew you couldn't believe how much money you had.
No, I can't now, no. Suddenly, from thinking I only had £1.71, I'm a millionaire. Oh, I'm near a helicopter now. Is it a helicopter or just it's a plane?
It's one of those squirrels.
One of those squirrels?
Up there. And you noticed the pipe was sticking out.
From the cash machine?
Mm.
Excuse me, Mr. Bank Manager.
Yeah?
Something very strange. I've just gone to the cash machine and there's actually a fireman's hose sticking out of the hole in the wall. Now, why is that?
That. I need to close the bank.
Oh, I see. So when you need to close the bank, you turn the fire hose on people, do you?
Nope, that's not fire hose.
What is it?
That's electric pipe.
An electric pipe. What?
I'll show you what I did.
Yes,
with electric pipe.
Yes,
look at that foot.
Yes.
That's what I did with electric pipe.
You cut your foot?
Mm.
You made it dirty?
No, that's really blood.
Where?
There.
Where? Ah. Can't see any blood. Can't see blood, but I can hear hammering. Oh yes, is that from your shoe?
Mm, yes.
Let's have a look at the other foot as well. It's only on one side, isn't it? It's a little bit strange. Don't understand that.
I want it to be bedtime.
Want it to be bedtime? Are you tired?
Break time.
Okay, well, have we got enough money? I'm sure you're called millionaires. Where was the electric cable coming through the cash machine?
Don't know.
The bank manager doesn't serve tea and coffee, does he?
He might actually do.
Is that what the hose pipe is? It's not a hose pipe, it's an electric cable serving drinks. Now, what sort of drink would you like?
I'm just pretending it said Coca-Cola and then the pipe broke.
Oh dear. Well, I'm afraid all that's on offer to us is Ribena or water. Or an apple. What would you like?
Apple.
An apple. Would you like a drink as well?
Yes, please.
Okay, and I think I'll have a cup of coffee. So I'll cook your apple at while the cat is
away. Real food.
Oh yes, real food. You do want a real apple, don't you?
Yep. I need stitches.
Pardon?
A red delivery truck's gone past again.
Has it?
Yeah.
Goodness.
I need something long. I need a table. Hey.
Do you want to go to the table?
No.
I can't see what you're saying. Why are you hopping around your... Why have you got that hose pipe around your foot?
I'm saying it's flat now.
Well, be careful, because leaping around like that, you know what'll happen.
What?
You'll end up really hurting yourself. And that's all we need. Look at the size of this apple, it's absolutely huge. Oops!
What's gone into it?
What do you mean, what's gone into it?
How big is it?
Just look inside that apple.
I'll have one. Little piece of that.
Well, I've got to take the core out, darling. Look, Pips.
I have that one too.
Thomas, no.
I have that one.
No, because I've got to take the pips out of it. And to do that, I need to cut it. Because you waste it when you have a whole apple.
No, I don't.
What I should have done, what we'll do the next time, I'll use the apple corer. Take the whole core out. And then you can have...
Yeah.
A big apple, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it tasty? Does it taste as nice as it looks?
Even nicer.
Even nicer? I'm going to have a piece. Oh, there's a little bowl to put these pieces in. Oh, wow, it is nice, that. Nice and refreshing, isn't it? How's that?
But you want to know how it happened.
No,
where these have been gone.
Sorry?
But you want to know which death these have been in.
Can't tell what you're saying to me.
You know, do you want to know which Tesco these apples have been in?
Oh, I see. Which Tesco the apples have been in. Yes, which Tesco they come from?
York's.
York? York Tesco? Why do you think they've been in York Tesco?
I don't think someone told me.
All right. Who would tell you that?
for Dad.
Yeah. And really, the size of them, it's like having two smaller apples, isn't it?
Bigger than smaller ones.
They're bigger than smaller ones, yeah. Also, I mean, sometimes apples, you know, you have two because when you've had them, you know, there's still a little gap in your tummy. But I think with these,
yes,
certainly. Now you've had one of these. Well, you're having said this, I pinched a quarter from you, so...
How dare you!
How dare you? Well, I said please, mate.
Oh, no, you don't.
I didn't actually, did I?
No, you did not!
Oh, well, now you know how it feels when people just take things from you without saying please or thank you. Right, there's your drink.
Thank you!
Now, don't forget, we've been to the cash machine, we need money to pay for these drinks. The lady in the cafe won't be very pleased, will she? You just walk out without paying.
When you're the lady in the cafe.
Am I?
No.
How much do you think a nice big apple drink of red?
I'm the lady that is the server.
You're the serving lady, are you? Well,
man.
Hello, cafe lady. We bought a glass of Ribena, a cup of coffee. And an absolutely ginormous apple. How much is that, please?
1900 pence.
1900 pence? Well, I think that's a little bit expensive, isn't it?
No.
No? I'm surprised you get so many customers when you charge such a lot.
Sorry, you've got lots of beds.
Why what?
You've got lots of beds.
Beds?
Heads.
What's that mean?
You're big-headed.
You said Bella.
Bella.
Bella?
Yeah.
Oh, Bella on the tweens?
Yeah.
Well, seeing as we haven't actually, I've not drunk my coffee, and I don't think you've drunk your juice, have you, Thomas?
No.
Well, shall we walk out of this cafe? Because it's a bit expensive.
Let's.
And then the lady might think twice about charging such ridiculously high prices in future.
Shall I give our food back?
No. We'll just leave it on the table and we'll walk out.
I don't want to leave my drink.
All right, well, we'll ask her again very nicely if we can have it for... I would have thought...
Can I pay, Mum?
I would have thought £2 or £3 would have cost.
Lady,
a bit.
How much was that apple? Wow! 1 pence!
Oh, wow. Oh, she's gone to the other extreme now. She's hardly charging any money at all.
I wonder if there's a one in here. We've got no one!
We've got one.
Have we?
Yeah. A 1 penny piece?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we can come here whatever we want. We don't need to pay.
I'm sure we do need to pay. And how much is the Ribena and the cup of coffee?
1p. I must come to this cafe often.
We must. So that's 3 pence, is it? If we're paying a penny for each thing we've bought.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're sitting next to the TV player.
I'm sitting next to the TV player.
Mm. Well, we're not sitting in the same chairs, are we?
Oh no. No, we're almost pretending we don't know each other in this cafe, aren't we?
Pardon?
It's as if we don't know each other in the cafe, because we're not sitting at the same table, are we? Look, I'm sitting with... He's either a driver, train driver, or a farmer. Who's this little man I'm sitting next to?
Well, how much money I've got.
Oh, wow. Yes, I think, really, I'd be better sitting with you, don't you?
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
People must think we don't know each other.
They must.
But we do know each other.
We do. I wouldn't say you're not ashamed to know me, are you?
Nah.
You don't want to pretend you don't know me.
But I do not.
Just mind, there's some things behind you on the sofa. That
smelly socks.
They're not smelly socks. They're freshly washed, clean socks that are folded up and ready to go upstairs when I next go upstairs. Do without them being knocked off. It's very quiet now. Brian stopped his trimming, Thomas.
And hammering.
And hammering. It only lasted a little while, didn't it? Which is just as well. Perhaps Brian stopped to have a drink of Ribena or an apple or a mug of coffee. What do you think?
Mug of coffee and an apple.
Mug of coffee and an apple. Do you think that's the sort of thing Brian would have for his break?
Yeah.
Perhaps if he was mending the duck pond, he's now sitting in the garden drinking his cup of coffee, watching the pond work. What does the pond do, Thomas?
Oh, it comes down the rocks.
Comes down the rocks, the water.
And then it comes down a little funnel. And then the water gets used again.
Oh, I see. So the water, it just turns the water round and round us. Is that what the pump does? Water comes down the rocks, swirls around the pool.
No, it comes down a big pipe, and then the same water that's come down the pipe gets used again.
I see. So it's the same water all the time, it's just going round and round. And have they got ducks floating on it?
No.
Oh, it's just, I thought it was a duck pond.
Oh, it's not.
I know they've got rocks at the side, haven't they? They've got that big Jemima Puddle Duck ornament, haven't they? What else?
But Linda knocked his head off.
Oh, she didn't.
She did.
Not when you were with her?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no, what happened?
She was playing a bit of cricket.
With you?
Yeah, and then really it was my fault.
Oh, Tom, what happened?
I swung the bat through, and the ball was coming near me, then up, and the puddle duck. And the puddle duck. Actually, it's Linda.
But you were playing cricket together? And which one of you hit your mum and puddle duck with a cricket bat?
Linda.
Did she?
Well, this and the head pulled right in the bushes.
Oh no! Oh no, that's terrible.
That's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing! Oh, why didn't you tell me this before, Thomas? This is embarrassing now. Well, glad he found it for me. Was Linda terribly upset?
Brian stuck it on again, and we were playing cricket again.
Brian stuck it on, right.
So we were playing cricket again.
Yes.
And then this time I knocked the head off.
Oh no.
Oh, I
can't tell what you're saying now because you're a bit giddy and you're eating your apple. Right, carry on with the story. It's a good story, this, but she'll have to go and see Linda in a minute.
And then Linda threw the ball like I did. And then I threw the ball and hit it, and then I put the ball back and then I swung the back.
Yeah.
Down comes the head.
Oh no. Oh, she'll be ever so upset. Well, actually, I can see that little pond. If I get into your bedroom window, if I stand on your bed, because I don't usually look into the neighbour's garden, but.
Cheeky beaky.
Well, that's right, it's cheeky, isn't it? So, I don't do that, but I can see it if I do that, so I shall go and have a look in a few minutes. I'll just see what I can see. Oh dear, because she's got other ornaments. She's got, is it Roger Rabbit? Do you remember when you were very young you had to say goodnight to Roger every night? We used to put you to bed and we used to have to look out the window and say, night, Roger. Oh no. You knocked your head right over the fence. I don't think so, Tom.
Yeah, it is.
No, I think you're making it up. I think Linda would have told us if you'd done that much damage.
I didn't really do it, Linda, did it?
Oh, dear. Anyway, apart from a headless Jemima Puddle Duck,
I'm just going to look if there was a Brian or not.
Right, well, we'll have a look. We'll take the microphone. Look, be careful, my hot coffee's on the floor. We'll take one of the microphones up. You all should be all right. Don't shout. Don't shout out the window, Thomas Keith.
Well, Ryan's got his bed out.
Right, excuse me.
Ryan's got his bed out.
Right, shush, we don't want him in the commentary. We need to see. Have a look here.
There's the bed.
There's the bed, right. There's the duck pond. Mm. Pebbles and flowers. I can't see anything at all. I can't even see Jerome, I can see him. Oh, it's Norman the Gnome, isn't it? And Roger Rabbit. Norman the Gnome is the other thing I was looking for.
I see a Tiddles.
Tiddles, what they cat?
Underneath the bench.
Oh, that's not Tiddles, that's Molly. Yeah, she's well disguised, isn't she? Yeah, she's under the bench, that's nice. And there's some other people outside.
I hear that music now.
Yes, right, well, I'll speak to Linda about the puddle duck. Oh, I can see a little duck floating in the pond, Thomas. I can see some ducks floating, but they're not real ducks, are they? They're ornament ducks.
Woo! Woo! That's in my place, baby.
Is it your place?
No, my table.
Oh, sit at your table. Sorry if it says see your place. Sit at your place. Yes, that would be nice, isn't it? Mm.
Come on, help yourself to get in.
Thank you very much. Right, so let's track of the time. Let's just see when we're up to. Oh, well, sorry, do you like tea flashing again?
Oh, no.
Such a strange thing, this, because...
Janine must have a look.
Pardon?
Janine must have a look.
The thing is, most of the time, the orange light is on. It's just every now and again, it just, for some reason, stops working. Oh, it is a nuisance. It really is. You should get Brian to have a look with his drill, do you think?
Hmm.
They say it's working now. The orange light's on. And now it's gone off.
Huh?
It's on. It seems to be when I'm near it. When I'm near it, it works. Must be when I walk away. It's a little bit like the radio in the bathroom. That does silly things like that.
Hmm. Brian, look up there.
Right, so I'll just stop the tape a minute while I sort this out.
You know.
It was. Look.
When you walk away and I will stay here.
Look, we can't just stay here all the time, can we? So how did Brian stick Jemima Puddle Duck's head back on the duck, Thomas?
First, with glue.
With glue?
That very good stucking.
Well, it probably was quite well stuck.
I see a delivery man walking to our house.
Seriously?
Brian walked up. One of our drives.
The delivery man? Oh, it's Fred. No, it's Fred. Isn't it? Nice.
Had a wheelbarrow in his hand.
Did he?
Mm.
Well, I can't sit here like this holding this, can I? That's silly. What are you playing with now, Tom?
Delivery train.
Delivery train? That was just a little idea I had then, because it seems to work when there's something weighing down the end. Oh, we've got banging now again. So I thought perhaps perhaps if I just hung that coat hanger on, that would make it a bit heavy. How about the shoe? No, too heavy. That's a good bang bang noise.
Be a mallet.
A mallet? Mm. I think he's doing more than mending his pond there now, aren't you?
I think so. We'll be fixed by now. Found.
Do you think so? Mm. Well, it might be something like this aerial though, that just when you think it's fixed, you discover it's actually not. Right, I might turn it off altogether because sometimes I find when I turn it off, when it's been playing up, I turn it back on and everything works perfectly. It actually seems to go off when the tape's on, isn't it?
Well, that must be why.
Well, it's perfect until the tape's off. Could you just check the batteries for me, darling? Just see that we've got green lights on both microphones.
Look.
I don't know where. There's one on the mantelpiece. There should be one up here. Is there one up there?
And there's one here.
That's on the mantelpiece. That's right.
Where's the other?
In the china cabinet, I think.
That's green and this is green.
Right, so the batteries are working fine. And actually the aerial seems to be working fine as well.
Just don't press the button again.
I'm going to just take a turn.
I can hear some more banging!
Okay. I have to say, I'm just going to take the mixer from your toy box just to prop this up. But we don't need to. Yes, we do. Oh. The trouble is, you see, Pete and Thomas, the lady's listening to the tape.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear properly one of the microphones. Playing up. And it's very annoying to be missing.
Woo! 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 Woo!
I'm sure that's equally annoying. Me being a noisy boy instead of talking. He's still eating that apple. It was a jolly, jolly big apple, wasn't it? We like apples though, don't we, Thomas?
Go on, he's a wolf.
My knees are eating, and your toenails are eating. I've been wandering around outside without socks and shoes, haven't you?
I scrub them here.
Pardon?
I scrub them here.
Just scrub them there, are you?
I think we might have a light button
in Thomas, yes, I do, and it's working fine at the moment. It's like a Felicia beacon flashing orange on or off. You know what Felicia beacons are, don't you?
No.
They don't have them very often now. They have them wearing on the Bielby days. You know on a zebra crossing?
Zebras. Oh, I have lots of zebras.
On zebra crossing, the road has black and white stripes painted over it, doesn't it? That's where you can cross the road. And where we live, we have lots of what are called pelican crossings. Well, we've got those little buttons. You press it and it says...
Wait.
And the red man comes in, and then when the green man goes, it's off we go, trotting across the road. But where there are zebra crossings, and they're called Felicia beacons, they're big poles, which are black and white. And on the top, there's a big ball of orange, and it flashes on, off. It's to warm my interest across there.
That's going louder!
What, the banging? Ah! They're saying the orange light's working, but only while I'm sitting here holding it. I need to put it down. So I'll have to
It's flashing.
No, it's fine.
It flashed.
Yeah.
I told you.
When I was a little girl, we used to go into a cafe.
Me?
I can't think where it was now. It was perhaps when we went on a coach trip somewhere. And on the counter was a huge plastic box. Sort of a refrigerated box, and in it there would be fresh oranges being twirled round and round and round with this machine making juice. And it used to have an orange sign that used to flash on and off, and it used to remind me of a Bleacher beacon. I don't know why. I'm trying to think, somewhere we're bound to have a picture. Have you never seen what you see when we go to Mama's? Definitely.
You've seen zebra crossings.
You've seen zebra crossings or leopard crossings?
Zebras.
Zebras, yeah. Because when you come out of Mama's house, you walk down the street and then you pass the dairy, you know, the milk plates are.
Ah, ow! Oh. You got
a little bit. I guess it just done in the coat tunnel. And then you pass the butcher's, and then right outside the butcher's is the zebra crossing over to the church.
It's very noisy when it goes beep.
Beep, 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 beep. I don't think it does though, you see, that's the thing. It's not a pelican crossing with a beepy beepy, is it? It's just an orange light flashing on a pole. And a zebra crossing, and the thing is, most of the people that drive around there are local people anyway. And so they all know that people will be crossing at that point. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Might think it's a truck reversing.
Could sound like a truck reversing, yes. Oh, look at those little feet of yours. A beautiful little feet. A bit grubby, a bit mucky. A bit dirty.
Do you want to kiss them?
I don't particularly want to kiss them, thank you. They don't smell, but they're grubby. You look like a little urchin.
Mm-hmm.
A little grubby child.
Don't
please. No, I don't. Thomas, don't put your feet in my face. I'll put mine in your face. Mummy's feet are clean.
No, they're not.
What colour are the nails?
Red.
Bright red. Is that dazzling? No, Thomas, don't be naughty. Put your feet in my face, thank you. No. Don't tickle. You tickle mine. No. If you tickle mine, I'll tickle yours. Come on, you've got apple in your mouth. You're going to choke. Sit up.
Hey.
Sit up. Come on, sit up. Come on. Don't want you going to casualty. Right, I think it's time to finish my coffee because it's going to get cold, isn't it? Have we got a story about your mum and cuddle duck, do you think, somewhere?
Do not!
We've got a video, actually, with some Beatrix Potter things. Do you remember when we went to the Lake District?
Yeah.
Do you not remember that shop? There's one in York as well, Peter Rabbit and his friend's shop. I don't know much about your mum and cuddle duck, do you? Thomas, stop it! Do you know anything about Peter Rabbit? Not Peter Rabbit, your mum and cuddle duck?
No. I'm going to watch the video.
Oh, we're not watching the video now. I don't even know whether Jemima Puddle Duck's on that video, is she?
No.
It was a video that Nana and Granda brought back for you a long time ago when they went to stay in the Lake District. I know we've got a nice Beatrix Potter book. In fact, it might...
Don't you dare!
Don't I dare? I'm not going to tickle your feet. Don't worry, I'm not that silly. You've got some pots, you know, beakers and plates and things we've been
sweet, you say sweet, yeah, you got sweet.
No, I didn't say sweet. Look, here we are. Oh, this is the Peter Rabbit one. This is the mug, isn't it, on the dresser. No mention of Jemima. Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits and the names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail and...
Peter Rabbit.
Right, mind the coffee, Tom. Mind the coffee. That's it, I don't want burnt feet as well as smelly feet. That wouldn't be very nice, would it? Oh, no, turn the television off. No, we can put it on later. Turn the television off now, please. No, turn it off, please.
No, it's the left of my dog.
Not really, Thomas.
You did it to me.
Right, so I had a quick look upstairs. I can't see. Where's the coffee gone, Tom?
I know.
Where's my coffee gone? Oh, it's here. I had a quick look upstairs because we've got a really big book of Beatrix Potter tales that I had, and Mum bought one as well because I can't actually see them. But
I don't even read books.
I know you don't want to read books.
But I'm just don't listen to
them. Oh, Thomas, stop being grumpy.
I'm not listening.
There's one here, look, the tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher. That's all about a toad, isn't it, or a frog? What's Jeremy, a toad or a frog?
I don't know. He goes into water.
He does, doesn't he?
And he goes red.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if he's a toad or a frog. Oh, it's a frog, because it says, once upon a time there was a frog called Mr. Jeremy Fisher. And then we've got this one, which is the tale of Tom Kitten. But I know Jemima Puddle Duck's in here, because I've just seen a picture. This is obviously about pussycats as well, isn't it?
I don't... Can you play with me?
Tabitha Twit, I can never say that. Oh, Thomas, this is this lovely one, isn't it?
Which one?
Do you remember this nice story?
No.
Where the mummy got the kittens all ready.
Oh.
And then...
Yeah.
They got all messy, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then didn't the mummy pussycat have to pretend they were poorly?
Mm.
Well, I think your mum and Puddle Duck's in this story. Wasn't it?
Mm.
Because it says...
Mm.
There was a pit-pat, paddle-pat, and the three Puddle Ducks came along the hard high road, marching one behind the other and doing a goose step. Pit-pat, paddle-pat, pit-pat, paddle-pat. Look at all the geese. And then the two duck birds, Rebecca and Jemima Puddle Duck, picked up their hat and put them on. Oh, Mr. Drake Puddle Duck is the other one. So the three Puddle Ducks, Rebecca Puddle Duck, Jemima Puddle Duck, and Mr. Drake Puddle Duck. So there are three Puddle Ducks. So, this is the bit, look. This is a lovely story, wasn't it? Once upon a time, there were three little kittens, and their names were Mittens, Tom Kitten, and Moppet.
There's two Toms.
Right.
One's Tommy, one's Tom, Rabbit, and one's Tommy.
They had dear little fur coats of their own, and they tumbled about the doorstep and played in the dust. But one day, their mother, Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit, expected friends to tea, so she fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them before the fine company arrived. First she scrubbed their faces, this one is Moppet. Then she brushed their fur, this one is Mittens, that one looks like Birdie on the floor. Then she combed their tail and whiskers, this is Tom Kitten. Tom was very naughty and he scratched.
That's me!
That's you. Mrs. Tabitha dressed Moppet and Mittens in clean pinafore and tuckers. And then she took all sorts of elegant and comfortable clothes out of a chest of drawers in order to dress up her son, Thomas.
Thomas!
Tom Kitten was very fat and he had grown. Several buttons burst off. His mother sewed them on again. When the three kittens were ready, this is the one that I have a picture of, this picture here on this page.
When is that a fork?
A fork, yes, it's a toasting fork. We have one of those in our drawer. Daddy uses it occasionally when we're doing the barbecue. What happened, when we had a coal fire, we used to put pieces of bread on the toasting fork and we'd sit round the fire and toast it to smell nice. Yes, yeah, so we see she's obviously getting things ready for tea, the mummy pussycat, isn't she? When the three kittens were ready, Mrs. Tabitha unwisely turned them out into the garden to be out of the way while she made hot buttered toast. That's why she's got a toasting fork. Now, keep your frocks clean, children. You must walk on your hind legs. Keep away from the dirty ash pit and from Sally, Henny Penny, and from the pigsty and the puddle ducks. Moppet and Mittens walked down the garden path unsteadily. Presently, they trod upon their pinafores and fell on their noses. When they stood up, there were several green smears. That's obviously in the grass, isn't it? Let us climb up on the rockery and sit on the garden wall, said Moppet. They turned their pinafores back to front and went up with a skip and a jump. Moppet's white tucker fell down in the road. Tom Kitten was quite unable to jump when walking upon his hind legs in trousers. He came up the rockery by degrees. That means slowly, doesn't it? Breaking the ferns and shedding buttons right and left. He was all in pieces when he reached the top of the wall. Muppet and Mittens tried to pull him together. His hat fell off and the rest of his buttons burst. While they were in difficulties, there was a pit-pat-paddle-pat, and the three puddle ducks came along the hard high road, marching one behind the other and doing the goose step. Pit-pat-paddle-pat. What is it? Pit-pat-waddle-pat.
Pit-pat-pat.
They stopped and stood in a row and stared up at the kittens. They had very small eyes and looked surprised. Then the two duck birds, Rebecca and Jemima Puddle Duck, picked up the hat and tucker and put them on. Mittens laughed so that she fell off the wall. Muppet and Tom descended after her. The pinafores and all the rest of Tom's clothes came off on the way down. "Come, Mr. Drake Puddle Duck," said Muppet. "Come and help us to dress him. Come and button up, Tom." Mr. Drake Puddle Duck advanced in a slow sideways manner and picked up the various articles. "But he put them on himself. They fitted him even worse than Tom Kitten." "Oh, it's a very fine morning," said Mr. Drake Puddle Duck. "Look at him wearing Tom Kitten's clothes."
"Hi, no."
And he and Jemima and Rebecca Puddle Duck set off up the road, keeping step. Pit-pat-waddle-pat, pit-pat-waddle-pat. They're each wearing the kitten's clothes. Then Tabitha Twitchit came down the garden and found her kittens on the wall with no clothes on. She pulled them off the wall, smacked them and took them back to the house. "My friends will arrive in a minute and you are not fit to be seen. I am affronted," said Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit. She sent them upstairs, and I am sorry to say she told her friends that they were in bed with the measles, which was not true. Quite the contrary. They were not in bed, not in the least. Somehow there were very extraordinary noises overhead which disturbed the dignity and repose of the tea party. And I think that someday I shall have to make another larger book to tell you more about Tom Kitten. As for the puddle ducks, they went into a pond. Oh no, still wearing the clothes. Their clothes all came off directly because there were no buttons. And Mr. Drake Puddle Duck and Jemima and Rebecca have been looking for them ever since.
Oh, there's that egg.
Pardon?
There's that egg.
There's an egg. Where? Oh, yes, I see. Yes, the book. It's Beatrix Potter book. I see what you mean. There's an egg shape. It says The Tale of Tom Kitten. And there's a picture of him, and it's actually in an egg shape. You're quite right. So that was a little mention of the puddle ducks. I think that's Jemima Puddle Duck, isn't it, that one?
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a bonnet and a little shawl of her own. I don't know why she needed to pinch the kittens. Oh dear, that was naughty though of Mummy Puddle Duck, Mummy Pussycat, to make up a story, wasn't it, and say the kittens were poorly when they weren't. That was naughty. But then it was naughty of the kittens to go out and get dirty, wasn't it? Pit-pat-waddle-pat. Pit-pat-paddle-pat. Pit-pat-waddle-pat. Pat. I could never say that. I couldn't.
Pit-pat-pop. Purdy's
got one of those pussycat plates, hasn't she? This is the one. This is Purdy's plate, and it says, "One day Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit expected friends to tea. She fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them. Look, she's got one of the pussycats on the chair washing his face.
Oh, that's
okay. Oh, well. Tom Kitten seems to be the naughty one, doesn't he?
And I am naughty.
No, you're not. Not most of the time.
I'm allowed again.